you for that lovely warm welcome, and I'm delighted to be in Cork. It's years and years since I have been down this far. I moved from Limerick on marriage. I moved to Kildare, and once I got out of the sort of the kind of umbrella of Limerick, then I felt free to express myself that little bit better, because I always felt at home. I don't know if you feel it here in Cork, but I always felt people would be talking about me if I sort of said something too personal. Am I making sense here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, I am now coming up to my 73rd birthday. And on my 70th birthday, I had my first collection of poetry published. It's called I Shouldn't Be Telling You This. And there's a reason for that, because one of the poems is called I Shouldn't Be Telling You This. But I think the best way of illustrating it is to read one. And you can see the kind of poetry that I write. The question hung between us like a poised arrow. Who do you think you are? Who do I think I am? I'm a swan slicing a smooth lake. The Queen of Sheba on a good day. Olga Corbett balancing on a beam. My mother in the mirror. My daughter when she's happy. Marlene Dietrich craving to be alone. Mae West at her most outrageous. Twiggy even at her age. Our dog sprawled on the couch. Cinderella when she's out and about. Mel Gibson's masseuse. Not to mention Robert Redford's dresser. And the glorious Maria Callas, God bless her. Who do you think you are? I realise that you're quite a lot younger than I am, and I hope you can appreciate my poetry. Have you ever heard of the Well Woman Centre?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. Some of you have. It's that place in Dublin where women were half afraid to be seen going in there, because they would be taught sort of the real facts of life. Progress. I shock myself sometimes, struggling home, laden from the supermarket, polythene handles biting the creases of my hands. And I ask myself, what's all this about women's liberation? I am my great-grandmother coming up the boreen from the well, weighted down with water buckets. To think I felt sorry for her every time I turned on a tap or flicked a switch. Well, woman. Well, now, polythene bag woman. Well, well, well. I'll just read this for you. I won't sort of give any real explanation. You'll understand it, I hope. It's called Vase. Forsaking all others, I chose you. A stranger in my kitchen, telling a Taiwan girl's tale of long days, dotting daisies and baubles to Occidental taste. In your slender form, I see her struggling home through teeming streets where vendors sing-song enticements to prize the few yen from her purse. She counts her coins and weighs just enough for a meagre meal, paying with her portion of my euro. Outside my shopping centre, a woman rattles a box under my nose for some third world charity. A euro buys me a paper circle to stick on my lapel. I took you home, Vase, to fill you full of roses. It was my mother witnessed this scene, and she was very upset afterwards. This happened in Limerick. And again, I'll just read it, and I hope that you will take something from it. It's called Mary Jo. Unable to cope with the scandalous conviction of her son, Mary Jo, 70, weighted with trouble, walked out into the flooded river above Hell's Gates, where rapids test accomplished boatmen. She hadn't a chance. "Don't stop me," she flung at stunned bystanders. Someone threw a life buoy. It sashayed past her, caught the current and crashed against the centre column of Matthew Bridge. She followed to join Shannon at Curragower. I had a friend called Joyce, and she was murdered on the curb. This very sort of dark stuff. I have to get out of this. Joyce. That night, there was a sliver of new moon, little or no light, a threat of snow sharpening the breeze sweeping across the plains. Clumps of spiked firs cast sinister shadows on the curragh when this thief came and cut the throbbing heart out from a Kildare home. The expected snow fell, covered and cleansed, until the sun came out on St. Bridget's Day to touch the furs of gold. I'm just going to break from this for a minute, and I have a short little piece that you just might enjoy. You're aware that there is such a thing as Arthur Guinness Day.
Yes,
very nice. Can you hear me okay? Am I using this mic all right?
Yeah.
Are you still with me?
Absolutely.
Do you know they told me that you'd throw things at me if I didn't speak properly. Anyway, do you ever listen to that program, Sunday Miscellany?
Yeah.
Anybody listen?
No?
Yeah.
Not for many years.
Not for many years. Thank you very much. You would have heard me yesterday morning if you did. This is called A Toast to Arthur Guinness. Some time ago, I went to visit Arthur Guinness. I walked up the slope towards his place at Oughterard in County Kildare, through a laneway of sycamore trees that chattered furiously in the stiff breeze. I climbed over the stile, and I found him there in the crumbling little church. A headstone set into the wall told me that in this vault are deposited mortal remains of Arthur Guinness, late of James Gate, who departed this life on the 22nd of January AD 1803. And I sat there on his special day to reminisce with him about his presence at Saturday dinners in our house in Limerick years ago. "That's Arthur Guinness talking," my mum says. I blink a couple of times and look around the table. It's Dad, Mum, my brother and I. There's nobody else in the kitchen. No, Arthur Guinness. Who's Arthur Guinness anyhow? On Saturday, Dad has a half day and comes home early from work. Not cycling, but walking his bike. He talks in a funny voice. Our dinner, never lunch back then, is at 1 o'clock on the dot, and Mum always cooks something extra special on Saturdays. It might be skirts and kidney stew, or spare ribs from Matterson's, or even roasted eye bones. Today it's packet and tripe from Tracy's. Mum steeped the tripe overnight in salty water, and this morning she cut it into little squares and put it into the saucepan with onions and cloves and milk and let it bubble for a good while before she sliced the packet. That's sort of like black pudding, only much, much nicer. I think you call it prosciutto down here, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's soft and delicious, and as it cooks, the slices curve inwards like a little hat. And finally, she thickens the whole thing with breadcrumbs. Oh, I love Saturday dinners in our house. "Ellen Josephine," my dad intones in his funny Saturday voice, "you have excelled yourself today." That's Arthur Guinness talking. There she goes again. Who on earth is Arthur Guinness? "And I must say, Ellen Josephine, You're looking magnigorgeous. That's one of my dad's most favorite words. He made it up all by himself. Magnigorgeous. Arthur Guinness. I look at my mum and she's beginning to smile now. Yes, she does look magnigorgeous as she sits to join us for Saturday dinner. Her hair is permed into a mass of tiny golden curls. Her cheeks are pink from the heat in the kitchen. And over her green dress, she's wearing one of those frilly aprons that came in a parcel from America. There's silence for a while as we tuck into our food. Was down by the Glenside, I met an old woman. Leo McGuire comes on the radio with the Waltons program. Dad joins in. A plucking young nettles, Jean ne'er saw me coming. He points at me for the next line. I listened a while to the song she was humming. Then we all sing together. Glory ho, glory ho to the bold Fenian men. Somehow, in between the songs on radio, we manage to eat up everything and finally dip our slices of Tubridy's bread into the remaining sauce to wipe our plates clean. As Leo McGuire is about to sign off on the Waltons programme, Dad holds up his hand as a signal for us to join in with the catchphrase. And if you feel like singing, do sing an Irish song. After dinner, Dad has a little snooze in the big armchair in the front room while we do the washing up. Later, Mum calls him to take us to the library. But where has Arthur Guinness gone? He seems to have vanished, or perhaps I should say, evaporated. It was quite a number of years later that I finally found out exactly who Arthur Guinness was, and I still smile nostalgically on hearing his name. So on Arthur Guinness Day, I called on him at Uachtaráin Cemetery, County Kildare, and I raised a glass and a toast to long ago Saturday dinners in my mother's kitchen, and of course to Arthur Guinness, who played a major role in them. Thanks, Arthur. Thanks for the memory. I was actually working in a school down in a place called, near Callan in Kilkenny. And I got the children to write about little historic things that they knew about the area. And one of their biggest boasts was that there were three mass paths. Do you know what a mass path is? Never heard of a mass path. It's a sort of a path going through fields that people took a shortcut. Not really olden times. I mean, they generally carried their shoes in their hands and walked across. And there was one of those in County Kildare, and the people down in a place called Ballytor walked across seven fields and came out the other end and then put their shoes on and went into mass. So this is what happened. Mass path. In bare feet they wore threadbare a line in the grass carpet along the Quaker hedge near the mill at Ballytor, and they continued walking the earth with a dogged determination to cross over seven fields in all weathers on Sunday and Holy Day, with the grease stream chuckling alongside them. Those whose land they trod smiled tolerantly behind big house windows, whilst donning sombre suits to drive the road to Meeting House. And no one called halt to the mass goers' trespass, or contested their ancient right of way. Sorry, there's a line missing in this, it wasn't published in the book. Because the builders came and built on top of it. And I tried to protest. I went to the county council and they told me the planning commission had been granted, so that the mass path was actually wiped out. And I think that's very sad. Anyway, just to give you a small little laugh. Have you heard of a place called Labashida? Mm. Are you that far south that you don't know County Clare? Labashida is on the mouth of the Shannon. Beautiful little village. Do you know where Tarbert is?
Yeah.
Heard of Tarbert?
Yeah.
If you look across the Shannon from Tarbert to the Clare side, Labashida is there. And it's so historic, the whole area. And you know the translation of Labashida?
It's
fairies.
Liada. Liada.
Bed.
Shielda.
Shielda.
Silk.
Silk.
Are they teaching me Irish at all here? The translation of Labashida is a bed of silk.
Not Cork Irish.
Definitely, bed of silk, Labashida. And I happened to go to a sort of a ceilidh there, and this is what happened. There are those beautiful names down there. Where Labashida is, there's a sort of a bay, and it's called Clonderlaw Bay, and it's Cluain Idagallov. It's a safe harbour between two arms. So with all that in mind, Labashida arms, this is what happened. The man from Labashida. The waves of Clonderlaw Bay in his hair, he extends his hand requesting me to dance in that old-fashioned way with the lights of Kilimer spotlighting his slight bow, quizzing of eyebrow, and serious eye to eye, until my nod cracks a smile on his honest West Clare face. He leads me a merry dance, gliding on practiced sails. I follow awkwardly until close together we get it all together around the tiny dance floor. Encouraged by the romance of a smooth Atlantic ocean and the sultry summer's night, he whispers huskily into my ear, "Jace, if I got you into bed, I wouldn't get you out for a year." my daughter lived in Dingle. She went down on a holiday and came back 13 years later. She trained in Limerick as an artist. And as I say, she's now working with Aaron O'Leary. But she did the covers for my books because I didn't like the designs that the publishers wanted to put on them. And if you look at them, one is a cartoon and the other one is a drawing of the place where I lived in Limerick. So I went down frequently to visit her in Dingle, and it just broke my heart to leave her down there because it was so far down from County Kildare. She might as well be in New York. It took something like 6 hours to drive down. Is that about right?
Yeah.
It takes 6 hours. Yeah. So, leaving Dingle, this is me. Never a one for breakfast, I steal away with great difficulty, controlling the goodbye pangs, until I break through the Dreot barrier, winding down Bunbeg Hill. Coming into Annascaul, I witness the village stirring itself to a horror of ice-blue frost that leads right up to the door of the South Pole Inn. My resolve weakens again at camp, and tears threaten on the incline all the way to the top, where I would stop to drink in Tralee Bay, but the urge of turning back to Dingle is so huge I don't dally. On the flat again, I think of last night's crim clole. I can also allow myself to release a tear to soothe away the awful goodbye ache. I can allow, but I cannot forget the great romance with the sea and other things, including the warm welcome on such a cold night, but that nostalgia provokes a stream of missing you already feelings. So I pick up this man with his thumb upturned, a risky but welcome distraction, a magpie chattering non-stop nonsense, his every second word an impressive, expressive expletive. in a glorious Kerry brogue. He's going to Tralee for a jar. Trusts me, he's come for his going and homecoming. He is my diversion. He breaks the Daniel Nicosia spell, and I crack a rueful smile. Now beyond its magic net, yet a voice in my head keeps calling me, Phil a grow, begin Pommeleen. I did have one son, and I wouldn't admit for a minute that I would love him above my two daughters. I keep on saying, you know, they're all equal, but he provided me with a lot of material, and I was telling Paul here that I taught swimming for 35 years. It was a case of my hobby becoming my life's work. And my own fellow was my worst pupil ever. I had to hand him over to someone else to teach him. This is called Lesson. He dipped in his big toe and he said, I don't know if I care very much for this. He squinted one eye, asking, must I get in to learn to swim? And then, do you want to hear another one about him? Well, at least you're smart. Discombobulated. It came from inside his head. Woke up, he did, he said, with it rolling off his tongue. Didn't know where he heard it, but he vomited it on the breakfast table. This word of six syllables, what was it?
Discombobulated.
Somebody somewhere enunciated it in his presence and left it hanging in midair to slide into the bites and the ram of his open memory, and it was saved there for eternity. Discombobulated. You might say it disconcerted us, as we could not find it in our pocket dictionary. We had to consult the big Oxford in the Uptown Library. Eureka, there it was between discolour and discomfort. Discombobulated. Well done. Will I stop?
No.
Keep going.
I don't want to go into anything sort of too serious. Anyway, this fellow eventually had to go to college and leave home, and then left home permanently. This is called parting. Autumn leaves fluttered between us, and I turned to wave. You were in the open doorway, excitement dancing in your eyes. I drove off quickly, and you closed the door of the place you now call home. There was one. When I was told one time that one of my little pieces of writing had won a major award, it was the last thing I expected, because I didn't think that the poem was, it wasn't a poem, it was a little play, was worth anything. So this is called Euphoria. When I come down from the ceiling, I'll be fine, I think, but things will never be the same again. Perhaps they will or won't, who's to say? It's today I'm on the ceiling, that's the way I'm feeling. For so long I was so low, reaching for long ladders, but those adders had me slithering farther down into an abyss. But not today, no way, Jose. Right now I'm on the ceiling, that's the way I'm feeling. Please don't ask me to come off it. This has nothing to do with the fact that my father was studying thermodynamics. This has got to do with my daughter. Okay? This is called thermodynamics. When the door slammed and you had left, your angry footsteps faded into the vast chasm between us. Mathematical theorems were the last thing on my mind as I sat there drooping to sub-zero. hours later, when I had totted up things in my head, subtracted your strays from my hairbrush, totaled the damp towels on the floor, and muttered, "Good riddance." I peeled back your 13.5 tog duvet, only to find your indent insulated, still warm to my touch. A mega joule of thermal energy shocked me out of my standing. Anyway, I seem to be writing all the time about women. I know I've kind of mixed these around a little bit. And one time I went to the Kildare Writers and they said, "Would you ever write a poem about a man for a change?" I mean, as it happened, my husband was working overseas. They had to. And I hadn't looked at a man. So I found myself, okay, I'll come to this writer's group in a month's time and I will have a poem about a man. So I live in Naas in County Kildare. It used to be called Naastonree, but it's now Unnaas. And I have discovered in ancient manuscripts it was referred to as the Naas, which really means the meeting place of kings, standing on its own, the Naas. It's nothing got to do with this. The new man in Naas post office. I walked into the post office and I said, "There he is, that's the man I want to work to write about." There has to be a woman behind the blue-white shirt, screaming it is without a word of attention above and beyond. Ava Gardner singing "Just My Bill" in Showboat, couldn't have put it better. There has to be a woman behind the green silk tie, strewn with yellow buttercups knotted under his chin like in my father's time. The other clerk wears his like a primed noose. There has to be a woman behind that glorious smile, nervous, a bit apprehensive for his first day on display. "Madam," he calls me, carefully tearing off my stamp with unaccustomed fingers, his brand new wedding ring twinkling under the fluorescent lights. Right, so, she didn't put out an umbrella and pull me. I think you've had your fill of me. And I must say thank you very much for the smiles, for being so attentive. And maybe you'll listen to Sunday Miss Sally now.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.